Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The DH, Craig Kuzik. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The DH, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Sanguillan and he is safe. Carew steals second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Carew scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Sanguillan and he is safe. Heil steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Scott steals second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smalley. Scott scores. Page goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 2, Athletics, 2. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kucyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kucyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heil takes first base on ball four. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. North reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Scott reaches second base with a double. North scores. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Page takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Goltz's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cusick moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cusick moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cusick tags and scores. Cubbage tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Page moves to second. Ron Schuler now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to third for the out. Scott scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's Twins, 4, Athletics, 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-to-4, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Armas. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive towards third. Gross catches it and throws to first to double up Smalley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. North hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Dick Allen. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Tom Johnson now pitching. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Manny Sanguilan. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Lintz scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. There goes Gross. The throw from Weiniger to second, and Gross is out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-3 in the game. Picciolo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Tabb now playing first base. Jeff Newman now catching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Childs pinch hits for Bob Randall. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.